Hotare, 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 ubunifu, 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 where only 6 college groups from around the United States are invited to even come compete. And they won first place. So as a part of that honor, they are invited to perform at the historic Monterey Jazz Festival. So they get their own spot on the Garden Stage at the historic 62nd Monterey Jazz Festival. And this festival has been lauded for so many decades. The greatest names in jazz have played at that festival on the very same Monterey County Fairgrounds that these students are gonna be performing at, Dizzy Gillespie and Miles Davis. And I mean, you name it, they've played at the Monterey Jazz Festival. So we're really thrilled to be able to have this honor. So we're just gonna do, thank you. So we thought, well, if we're going to do a concert, we're going to throw some of our literature from last year in there. So this is the distance that everyone came to. Hey, love, time to get up. I think you've been sleeping too long. My day started when you were still yawning. Huge ears, if you know what I mean. And they get the experience of touring, what it's like to be on the road, what it's like to show hotel rooms, you know, what it's like to, you know, be super tired and get off the bus and bring your A game every time. It's really, really important. And how many of you are alumni in the audience or have sung in a jazz, vocal jazz group here at Cal State Long Beach? Raise your hand. Okay, yes, okay. So you get it, right? Okay, so let me tell you a really quick story, super quick. I'm stretching because, you know, we only have six more songs. No, but this is really important, besides. So the university has decided to cut all funding for Turan in the Bob Cole Conservatory, which is devastating to this program because it's how we recruit the finest students in the country, maybe the world, to come and study here through touring. It's, you know, putting ourselves on the map, really, by being able to do these kinds of things. So if you'll notice, when you walked in, there were some envelopes on the table. The Monterey Jazz Festival that we're going to with no funding. I'm like, we're not gonna not do it, so we'll figure it out. So we're gonna do a beach funder, which is an online fundraiser, and we're launching it on November 1st, and we're gonna send out a bunch of emails, but I'm only getting emails from the students here. If you would like to be a part of that, to support these fantastic students, there are some envelopes on the table out front. If you want to throw in a quarter, a dollar, $5,000, you know, I'll marry you. I've been saying that. I should probably stop saying that. But we would be really, really grateful. The Monterey tour alone is costing us around $8,500. And then we also were invited to the Jazz Education Network Conference in New Orleans in January. we're one of three university ensembles that it's the biggest jazz conference in the world, and that's going to cost us about $13,000. So any help that we can get, and I'm not going to say no, I'll figure it out, right? I'll figure it out, right? Okay, so, okay, enough of the spiel, let's sing. Thank you. four freshmen. I'm so proud of these guys. They got together for the first time since May, like last Friday. Was that like, not even, 6 days ago-ish for their first full rehearsal? So they've been able to pick this stuff back up really quickly. I'm super proud. This next tune is an old jazz standard. It's Emily. Memorize our set list, apparently. It's actually a Pat Metheny tune called So It May Seem That We Begin.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Now for the long-awaited, beautiful jazz standard, Emily.
Thank you.
thank you. So I am a big appreciator and lover of Brazilian music. So every semester I try to introduce the students to some Brazilian tunes written by Brazilian composers. And so this one is in Portuguese. Please feel free to sing along. Washington, and then came down to California, but started to offer it as a college level. So he is very, very dear to this whole art form. And he passed away, I think it was a year ago, January. So we wanted to do one of his arrangements to do a tribute to him. So this is an arrangement by Phil Madsen called Here's to Life.
No complaints and no regrets. I still believe in chasing dreams and placing bets. And I have learned that all you give is all you get. So you give it all you got. And drink my fill, and even though I'm satisfied, I'm hungry still to see what's down another road and do it all again.
Please, oh yeah, in every joy.
section. I know, it's crazy. Oh wait, most of you graduated, so they're not students here anymore. Hey, by the way, if you graduated last year, raise your hand. You strong, you proud. So we've been rehearsing this last year's group in addition to this year's PST at the same time. My brain's all jumbled. But I want to acknowledge on the drum set and also the rhythm section section leader, everlasting, amazing groove meister. So musical, so awesome, Pat Malone. The amazingly talented, he played with us at the Playboy Jazz Festival at the Hollywood Bowl, and I had to have him come back on guitar, Zane Johnson. And the Quiet Storm. Max, quiet dude, but get to talking to him, and we found out we have actually quite a bit in common. Funny guy, drives a great van, passenger van. On bass, Max Myrick. He's going to go off and do great things. On piano, last but not least, I used to be able to say our only freshman in the group. Darn, he's not a freshman anymore, though. The amazing, committed, funny, and most excellent. I don't want to say too much because I got him for 3 more years, so I'm going to... Hey. Eric Bell on piano. So, tonight's a short show. We just have one more song for you, and this is going to be our closer at the Murray Jazz Festival. And I appreciate so much your support. Your support in being here on a Thursday night, your support for coming to listen to live jazz, and for your support in everything that this group does. I love them so much. Have a great night.
I'm so glad. Oh.